that is the very best if you're afraid on it, is to get a borer and bore one. Uh-huh. Only one's boring in less than a fortnight.
Did you say a hay borer?
Hay borer. Oh, yes. It's a proper thing, a proper.
Is it?
Ah, we fetch it from Benson's at Lottage.
Tell me now, about stacks again. Did they ever make straw ropes here when you were a boy? Now, of course, they can't.
Ah, well, I never made any, but I know what you mean. It's what they called a bond. Hay bond. Yes. They used to truss the hay in olden times and tie it up with these hay bonds.
That's right. How they made straw ropes?
Oh, it was hay. You can't get straw to.
Well, how was the hay rope made?
Oh, you had what they call the bond twister. Uh-huh. You'd very like this in one, Mrs. Cook. It's only made.
No, don't you think
it's only made out in a piece of wire, bit of saw, stuff about the size of that, and there's a hook, and then it goes up, and there's the handle, just like auger, just like a bracing bit.
Yes.
Only there's a hook instead of the bit. And then you just put that in the hay. There's got a bit to go on, yeah? There's one to go like this, another to just place the hay as it can, you know.
Yes, I've seen it. What you say, just like an auger?
Just like, you know, a bracing bit.
Yes, I
not the auger. The auger was the old-fashioned, you know,
yes.
They bored, you know what I mean.
Yes,
it bored like, more or less, through. You got to have auger if you were going to bore through a long way.
Yes.
You know, so go through a foot or more, because the bits are only as...
Yes.
But there was oak instead, just instead of the bit. Only it was a thing, just a thing as they've made themselves.
Yes.
Then one used to... Just twist it, another just place the straw. I think straw will break, you know.
Yes.
And you've got to damp the hay a bit, you know, and if it's very dry. The hay becomes tough, you know, when you damp it.
Oh, yes. At the end of the harvesting, did you have any festival of any kind in the good old days?
Mrs. Cook, it's the Gildarvis Goose, Mrs. Cook.
Yes.
That is before my time.
Oh, tell us about
that.
They used to have a grand supper place, didn't they?
Ah, but you'll see in those days, they used to give the men 10 shillings for the harvest. And what was it? They made it up to £1 a week for the corn, Mrs. Cook, £1
yes.
a week. £4 for the corn. That was all, and their beer and their food and whatnot. That was all the money they got. You see, there was no overtime. There was no overtime whatever till after the First War was in Mrs. Cook. Not no overtime.
No.
As soon as ever the men farmed the Union, and they only farmed that after 1918 when they come back from the war.
Uh-huh.
That's the first Labourers' Union
yes.
farm workers that ever I heard tell.
Yes.
Well, then you'll see they demanded their overtime then.
Yes.
And then they just had their overtime, but they had no beer nor no ghost there. They only just get them their bare wages. I finished that one, what they called, I may tell you sometime what it is.
Uh-huh.
Privileges, that was this year goes in the tater ground and whatnot.
They were privileges.
They're privileges,
yes.
What people give them. Like.
And people call them that.
Yes.
Yes.
And Mrs. Cook, you like had to go around and leave the heads of wheat, you
yes.
know, the leasing they call
for
that. For the pig.
What's that word? Leasing. What does that mean?
Well, picking up the corn like it was left after the beer.
Every head of wheat, all the short heads of wheat, you know, cut off at the head.
We had a apron on like a short battery, short. Like this, you know, and we had to put the short heads into here, seeing the long ones in her hand.
If there was any heads hanging over and they got cut off on the ground or whatnot like that, or a few fell out or. They used to give the women the chance to go to lease it.
They always left them out in the field, like when it was empty, as we could go in.
They always let them have a mow, they left them a mow. An odd sheaves, they used to throw them out. But you know, it was hard times, like because I've been saying the women used to go days and days, and they said they used to get no end for bread, you know.
Yes.